Bruce and Christy, tell me, how long was your journey and where exactly did you go?
Our journey, we started November 12th. We left here, flew down to Seattle for a couple of days, and then we left on the 15th from Vancouver, Canada, and we flew over to Kathmandu, Nepal, and we were there for almost a little over 7 weeks, and then we spent less than 2 weeks in India, and then came back to Nepal for a week and returned about, January 20th?
Yeah, so I understand that you all went over to Nepal to help out with an organization that's there and to offer up a donation. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's called Mighty Nepal, and it was formed over 25 years ago from a woman. Her first name is Anarunda, and she was a 2009 Hero of the Year Award from CNN, and she was a lady that helped organize and rescues these young women that get tricked in from these people that come in from India up into the villages and tell them that they will offer them high-paying factory jobs, and they go for it, and they're just fooled, and they get brought into the brothels down there in India. And she goes down there and rescues them. And once they're rescued, they can't go. They're ashamed. It's just a thing with their culture there that they can't. They're just not accepted back into their village. And so they have no place to go. So she really rehabilitates them and helps them nurse them back to health and helps do whatever it does to help heal the scars from the trauma that these poor women go through. We brought over some money that was that the community of Wrangell helped raise for us, and we brought over $1,500 and a bunch of clothing. It was well appreciated.
So tell me, when you went into this this orphanage and this this organization's facility, what was the atmosphere like there?
I picked up right away the warmth that I felt in the foundation. Nobody was doing any kind of pretending. You could feel it. The staff was well-trained, heartwarming. We had lunch there one visit. We had visited about three or four times when we were there on this 2018 trip.
When we first day that we were there, me and Christy, we went in to see the babies and the little infants and everything. And there was this one little girl I'll never forget. I didn't shave that day, and I had whiskers sticking out. And I went up to say hello to this little girl, and she just smiled, and then she started rubbing my face. And then I had all these little kids, about 14 of them or so, all touching my face, laughing, and then I started high-fiving for them. And it was a great feeling because, you know, you go in there, and you put a smile on these babies that, you know, they just want to be loved. And it was such a great feeling.